I'm Ed Baxter with Newsteria. Social media is once again under a microscope after the shooting of Charlie Kirk. The pleas from both ends of the political spectrum to make social media companies liable for the content up on their platforms, with again from both sides of the spectrum cries of censorship. Is this an inflection point? Let's go through the interesting intersection. The latest call for controls is coming from Republicans who want to look into how responsible social media platforms are in controlling hate and inappropriate speech and posting. Now, this push comes after the suspected killer of Kirk seems to have allegedly confessed on the Discord app. Federal agents are investigating dozens of Discord users, though no evidence shows the attack was planned online. Suspect Tyler Robinson turned himself into authorities but left a thread up on Discord beforehand. When the photo of a possible suspect surfaced, Robinson posted, "My doppelganger is trying to get me in trouble." Later he posted, "Hey guys, I have bad news for you all. It was me at UVU yesterday." Now, Discord is an app with all different kinds of user groups. They form smaller communities within the whole. It was set up for gamers, but has communities all across the political spectrum, most notably linked to the white supremacist responsible for the Buffalo supermarket shooting in 2022. The disclaimer here is that the site is not to blame. It is a tool that can be used for good or evil. Kash Patel, FBI director, says they're talking to more than 20 people about any knowledge of the case. So right now after the shooting, there was a slew of social media posts saying that it potentially could have come from the right. But since, more information has come out saying that suspect Robinson said Kirk was filled with hate. Utah Governor Spencer Cox says Robinson lived with a romantic partner who is transitioning from male to female. So does that jibe with it being from the right? So now to the potential controls on social media. This is a debate that has gone on since 1996. Congress passed something called Section 230, a law to protect the new world of online communication, saying that no provider or user of an online service, quote, shall be treated as the publisher or speaker of any information provided by another information content provider, meaning they can't be held liable for what users post, immunity. This is in direct conflict with the way traditional media operates under the auspices of the FCC, which can revoke or not renew licenses. Social media is still the Wild West. So Barack Obama tried to get some changes made in 2022, but that didn't make any headway. Now, Senator Lindsey Graham, a Republican, has called for the repeal of Section 230 and accused social media platforms of radicalizing users. He says these companies are posting content that makes you sick, that could get you killed, get you poisoned, and there is nothing that can be done because of Section 230. Not commented as of yet, President Trump or Elon Musk, but social media has said that the cost would be prohibitive. Social media has changed since 1996. Its users far outnumber the use of traditional media. There are those who will scream censorship. But at this time, and in this place, following the tragic death of Charlie Kirk, whether you agree with him or not and his policies, is this not an inflection point? What happens when the guardrails for hate speech and the potential of violence clash with cries of censorship? Can we afford to give social media free rein to post the most awful things that used to only lurk in the shadows? Or does that conflict with freedom of speech? Should internet companies be held responsible for hate speech and/or actions? What makes sense? Email me if you like at ed@edbaxternews.com.